702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
A very good morning to you, Adam. We start in India, where the number of new COVID-19 cases being reported is rather worrying. Good morning.
Oh boy, it is. Yes, yes. Morning, Africa. We know that India reported 184,000 new cases from Tuesday. The Wednesday figure must be in shortly, I'd have thought, but I can't imagine it being terribly low. We're talking about the highest daily spike of new coronavirus cases in India in this third wave. Their second wave didn't get anywhere near this. Their first wave didn't get anywhere near this. So it is that dreaded third wave that has been so costly in terms of infections and lives in Mexico, Brazil, and parts of Europe, and indeed the United States. But yeah, 184,000 cases, whilst all the time this Kumbh Mela festival is going on. 3 million Hindu devotees plunged themselves into the Ganges River on Tuesday. It's thought a similar number did the same yesterday. So as many as 6 million, even if it's the same people doing it over and over, 6 million people. To some extent, no wonder. Huge crowds gathering. Unfortunately, yes, there may be a fabulous spiritual experience, dipping yourself in the water, cleansing yourself of sins, but it doesn't cleanse you of COVID-19, it seems. Putting two and two together, it does appear that some of those cases absolutely have come from the religious festival.
It's a worrying story indeed. The President of the United States, President Joe Biden, confirming that the United States and NATO will indeed pull out of Afghanistan. The irony of all of this, Adam, is the fact that this was a promise made by President Donald Trump, and he failed to achieve that.
Well, actually, Barack Obama did as well. Barack Obama intended to bring American troops out in, I think it was 2015, again in 2016, and then Donald Trump, yeah, you're right, he did too. And now Joe Biden has done. So Joe Biden has done, well, he's, as he put it, he's the fifth American president to oversee U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He didn't want to pass it on to a sixth. So they will be out by September the 11th. And of course, that's rather key. That'll be the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks that triggered the war on terror and the move into Afghanistan and ultimately the capture of Osama bin Laden, et cetera, et cetera. Since the capture of Osama bin Laden, the argument is that very, very little has been achieved in Afghanistan. And of course, it's not just America. NATO has fallen into line. UK forces are coming out as well. They begin coming out next month. Already, they're very small numbers compared with how they were in the heyday of the war, if I can put it like that. But essentially, they're leaving and it's not job done. But then it may be that it's a job they can't do. So what's the point in staying and being targets and seeing a resurgent Taliban, I guess?
That's all important questions you're asking there, Adam. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Adam Gilchrist will be back tomorrow morning for the Friday edition of The World View.